Candidates vying to become the next president of the University of Alaska are on a three-day tour of the system's main campuses. The three finalists are Lisa Rossbacher, president of the Southern Polytechnic State University in Georgia, Alaska Railroad President Pat Gamble, and UA Southeast Chancellor John Pugh. They began the tour in Fairbanks yesterday, where they attended forums, talked about their visions for the university, and answered questions from the public. All three candidates emphasized the importance of the university driving Alaska's economy by educating people, supporting industry with research, and pioneering new projects. Lisa Rossbacher said a university needs to lay the groundwork for progress.
The university has to be a key player in that discussion about what the future economy of the state looks like, how to prepare for it now, how to be sure that the educational programs, the research programs, and the service programs are supporting, leading to that particular future.
Rossbacher is the only non-Alaskan in the running to be UA's next president. John Pugh, a trained social worker and former state health and social services commissioner from Juneau, stressed the importance of addressing education holistically. He says Alaska has a long way to go to improve on low high school graduation and post-secondary education attendance rates.
These aren't things we are proud of, and they're things that we, as you know, as both K-12 and the system need to work together. And the governor, with the governor's performance scholarship, has put on the table a challenge to the communities to let's upgrade, let's challenge students to take rigorous curriculum. Let's really do that. And I think we need to be in that. You know, we definitely, as a higher ed system, need to join with K-12 and the governor to really try to do that. And that is important for the future of Alaska.
Pat Gamble, a former Air Force commander, best known for running the Alaska Railroad in recent years, said his management experience would transfer well to the university. He said in all the jobs he's had, the mission has basically been the same.
I was picked to run an organization in all its facets, take care of all its people, work all of its missions, find and make sure that all of the support that's necessary to make this organization successful are in place and are attended to and are defended when the time comes to defend it. That's what I'm about, and that's what I would bring to the university system here.
The UA president candidates are in Anchorage today and will be in Juneau tomorrow for similar forums. University Board of Regents Chair Cynthia Henry says the three will be reviewed again based on feedback from this week.
What they saw that were strengths and what were challenges. And the board is very eager to hear from anyone who observed the candidates and to hear what they think. And so the plan is that we'll meet on March 15th, and we will, we hope, make a decision.
Henry says outgoing UA President Mark Hamilton will remain on duty through commencement, with the new president transitioning in sometime in June.